you are hearing my voice, so it probably means something in the world is terribly, terribly stupid. And I need to vent about it. So throughout this episode, you're probably going to hear me say Brett Kavanaugh and Professor Ford about a couple million times. But ironically, this episode really doesn't have anything to do with them specifically. It just, something in society is bothering me, and they're the people that kind of brought it to life. I mean, you can bring in Bill Cosby, too, but, I mean, not just them. It's been going on for a while with Harvey Weinstein, and it's just, we're going to get to it. So, when I go on social media, and I'll be honest, lately it hasn't been often, and I've been pretty quiet about this, so probably going to get me pretty heated in about 5 minutes. But when I go on social media, I've been seeing a lot of stupid stuff. And I've had to hold back a little bit because honestly, I want to comment on all the stupid comments that I'm seeing and be like, you are literally the dumbest person on this planet. Please stop talking. But I don't do that because I'd had this thing where I don't like going to other people's Facebook page or Twitter page and personally attacking them. If they want to come to my Facebook stuff or my social media and comment on my stuff in an aggressive way, I'll shut it down real quick. But other than that, I don't go out of my way to personally attack people. However, this might make it seem like I want to do that all the time, which probably is true. Because when I get on Facebook, I see people act like they've never heard of people waiting a while to come forward about their sexual assault, or never coming forward about their sexual assault. They act like that's crazy and people don't do it. And if they do that, it's not true. They just want money. But doesn't make any freaking sense because Professor Ford isn't asking for money. So shut up. And those people, yes, we admit that those people exist and they're bad people. And honestly, they do a lot of damage to the people that want to come through forward with their sexual assault. But we're not talking about those people because it's not part of the situation. So you're using those very few, the minority of people that claim they got sexually assaulted as a way to hinder the validity of people that were sexually assaulted and come forward a little later in life or are waiting to come forward because they're ashamed or they're scared or, you know, they're just dealing with it. Because despite what people on Facebook specifically want to think, sexual assault is pretty freaking traumatic, I would imagine. And I don't think, honestly, I'm not some kind of scientific genius, but I don't think there's this universal timeline where people have to come forward or their story isn't true. I think that's just ridiculous. I mean, I don't know if there is another word for it. If you think that, you are a moron. Here's some science. U squared plus that thought equals moron to the 18th power. There you go. I guess that was really random and it gave me flashbacks, some math, and it was really scary. I don't want to do that again, so don't make me do it. So there are these people that do wait because a lot of them don't know how to deal with it because it's something that nobody wants to go through. I mean, it's somebody's physically taking your body. I mean, if it happened to me, I honestly wouldn't go to a cop right away. I would be a wreck. I wouldn't want to talk to anybody about it for a very long time. So when we're talking about that, we're posting stuff about Brett Kavanaugh, we need to forget that he's a Republican. We need to forget that I guess Professor Ford might be a Democrat. I don't know. I don't care because it doesn't matter. Those things do not matter. We are talking about people and other people that are suffering, because there are people that wait and they're currently waiting to talk to somebody about their sexual assault. They're seeing these comments and you're doing emotional damage because you're stupid and you don't care. And all the only thing you care about is vote red or vote blue. Let me tell you something about that. If you're one of those people that cares so much that you're a Democrat or cares so much that you're a Republican, you are a moron. Because it usually means you don't have a very strong political opinion. You want these smart people to form your political opinion for you. You just want to play politics like you're on some kind of sports team. One, they don't care about you. Two, everybody that actually does have a political opinion and does know what they're talking about knows you're a moron. So just shut up. Let the adults talk. Let the adults deal with stuff that matters with people that are coming forward with sexual assault. And just go away. Just pretend like you care. Put your stupid bumper stickers on your car. Pretend like you're going to vote November, but you won't because it's not Donald Trump. So just go away. Because it's honestly sickening that you are being this aggressive to someone you don't know if she's telling the truth. You don't know if Brett Kavanaugh is telling the truth. You just don't know. So stop acting like you're personally invested more than you should be. The only reason you should be personally invested in are the people that are being impacted by your words that you don't even know that are sexually assaulted. But you don't care about those people because you're just doing rah-rah Brett Kavanaugh because Donald Trump told you to. And I know this is a lot more aggressive episode than I usually do, and honestly, I don't care. I mean, you don't have to listen to it, but this is really the truth. I mean, somebody has to say it to you, and I don't want to go on your personal page to say it. So if you feel triggered by this and I busted your safe space, please know that I am talking to you, and I'm just having the decency as a human not to go on your personal page and call you a moron, because, you know, your kids might be on there or something, and, you know, you should probably wait till your kids are like 16 to realize that you're a freaking idiot. So, I usually end this thing by saying, don't do anything that I wouldn't do. Kiss your grandma, hug your kids. I don't care what you do. Just act like a person. Everybody act like a person to other people. And stop thumping your political party affiliation because they don't care about you. They only care about you in elections. And the people that actually do care about you aren't going to get into a big political nomination, most likely. So I'll see you next time. Stop being stupid. Have a nice day. What is up, guys? I'm going to give you a little bit of a disclaimer already before we get into it. This is the most heated I have ever been while making an episode of Behind the Dish. And I am not going to be filtered. I have no idea what's coming out of my mouth. You'll find out when I find out. So, if you have no idea what this episode is going to be about, I wish I were you. I wish I could go around my merry little life and not notice all the stupid things that Donald Trump is doing in America, but I can't. I can't because I made a promise to my family, and I would honor this promise. I said if Donald Trump did a good job, I would vote for him. That is never, ever going to happen because in the short time he's been president, he is on the pace to being the worst president that I have ever, by far the worst president in my generation. And I'm talking about Bush. And I hate George Bush. Hate him. But I am talking worst president of all time. That's where he's trending, in my opinion. And I know a lot of people are like, huh, you're a stupid liberal. You don't know what you're talking about. Blah, 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 the economy. Well, he's piggybacking off Obama. First of all, you stupid idiot. And second of all, the economy, yes, I do think it's important. And I think it's one of the most important things in America. But it's not so important that I'm going to overlook stuff that he does. So when you tell me that I should vote for him, I say this to you. Lucifer can come up from the depths of hell, and I can be faced with the choice of voting for Lucifer or Donald Trump. And you know what? At this very second, I'd probably pick Lucifer. Because if we go back a couple years ago, or I guess it's like a year and a half, if we go back in time, we were chose, we were built up to believe that we had to pick the lesser of two evils. And we were told that Hillary was was more evil than Donald Trump. Well, I'm telling you right now, I have a theory that Donald Trump was born in hell. He was so stupid and so evil and just so nasty. Lucifer said, nah, dog, you can't live here. You need to go to America. I'm sure there's some idiots that will follow you, but I can't be affiliated with you. So you just make me feel dirty and nasty. That's where we're at. So that's a build up to what this episode is going to lead into. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Donald Trump is trying to get rid of a policy that is protected by the Constitution. And obviously he can't do it, but I am so pissed off that he's trying to do it and his base does not care. He's trying to say that even if you are born in America and your mom and dad aren't, you are not a citizen. If that's not the most obvious form of Donald Trump saying, hey, I'm a racist, and I think the majority of my base are also racist, I don't know what he's going to have to do. Sorry about that. I'm not stopping. I'm not fixing that. It would make me more mad than I already am. Sorry for your ears, though. Yeah, he's saying, I am a racist, and I think my base are also racist. And he's using this to appeal to people in the midterm, so the stupid people he endorses will win their election. Well, I got news for you, Donald Trump. There is a wave, I don't give a crap what you call it, but people are coming for you. And no, I am not inciting violence. In fact, I want Donald Trump to be the most healthy as he has ever been in 2020. I want him to be the most plump, I want him to be the most orange, and I want him to be the most stupid version of himself, because it's going to be so good. It's going to be so good when we get to vote him out. But don't worry, we're going to get it's just as important, but it's going to feel like a smaller victory because Donald Trump sucks so much. Next week, when we start to vote in midterms, because we're going to get him. We're going to get people that are affiliated with him and be like, we're going to let Donald Trump know that it's going to be a warning shot. We're like, hey, we're not supporting you anymore. Not that, like, our side was ever supporting this stupid idiot. I'm talking about the people, you know, who supported him by default, on accident, because they thought Hillary Clinton was an okay candidate, can win against Donald Trump, freaking person that's worse than freaking Lucifer. But no, she couldn't do her freaking job. Because, yes, I know the electoral colleges, blah, blah, blah. She was a bad candidate. Hillary Clinton better not be the candidate, or we're going to lose again, and we're going to be talking about this again. So keep her name out of the election. I will vote for her, but she will not win. Anyways, that was a little tangent on that stupid idiot Hillary Clinton. Because I'm mad at her because we're dealing with this because she couldn't do her job. She just couldn't. She couldn't be bothered to go to certain states. And yes, she won the popular vote, but popular vote is a mess. We need something. I don't know what would fix it, but Hillary Clinton winning the popular vote by the number of votes she did does not impress me at all. Because I think any other person in her position would have beat Donald Trump easily. I mean, anyone halfway competent would have beat Donald Trump. And that's what I'm banking on in 2020. I'm hoping that the Democrats get their head, sorry mom, out of their asses and go out and get someone who actually cares about this country. I am so tired of these little cuck boys, Democrats, who just bow down to the Republicans and be like, you know, we can't play hardball. Why not? If you care so much about the modern Americans, get out there and just don't get ran over by freaking Republicans. It's not that hard. Most of them are not so smart. You put me and Ted Cruz on the same stage, I would eat him alive. Every day,
And let's talk about Ted Cruz for a second, because he is the biggest cuck of them all. And I'm sorry, I'm using that word a lot, and I don't use it often. But Ted Cruz, if that word defines somebody, if you look that word up in a dictionary, you will see his stupid, smug, little idiot face. Because Donald Trump told his... He just bashed his wife when he was running against him for presidency. And what does Ted Cruz do? He shows his spine when he's trying to become president. But now he's like, oh, Daddy Donald Trump, can you help me beat this Beto O'Rourke in Texas? No. You don't do that if you have any kind of backbone at all. But Ted Cruz does not. So Ted Cruz is going to be out. I have hope. For the very first time in this presidency, I have hope. I am pumped up to vote. And I hope everyone else is too. Because if you are a bad politician, you do not deserve to represent this country. We have forgotten that they work for us. They are elected to support us and be a symbol of our views as a country. And I do not agree with Donald Trump about anything. I don't agree with him about immigration. I don't agree with him about Colin Kaepernick. I don't agree with him about peaceful protests in general. I don't agree with him about his stupid incest fantasies about his daughter. Yes, she's attractive, but if she was my daughter, I would not have those feelings. And I really wouldn't say it out in the open because it's really weird. But that's okay because his base doesn't care. But that's okay. They don't have to care. All we have to do is vote. There are more of us than there are them. There can't be that many stupid people in America. And if there are, I feel very alone in this country. Because I try so hard. I try so hard to see the other side of the viewpoint. When I talk about abortion, I understand why people are against it. I don't like it. I think it's a choice that should be made by the parents. And I think that's not an easy choice for the majority of people. I don't believe that there are so many people just having abortions for fun. I don't believe it. The numbers don't support it, and it's just ridiculous to think so. But with that being said, with me trying to see the other side, I do not see the other side of what Donald Trump is trying to do right now. If you are born in America, you are an American. We can figure out what we're going to do with the baby. If you want to talk about foster system, I don't like it, but I will talk to you about it. If you want to talk to me about helping the parents get a clear pathway to citizenship, all for it. All for it every day, all day, every day. But if you want to tell me that baby that was born in an American hospital or wherever this baby was born isn't American, I do not agree with you. I do not like you. And I think you are very, very stupid. And I know that's very controversial. I know you're not supposed to say that. You're, as Democrats, are supposed to be open-minded. I do not care. I am not good enough a person to accept your racism as being okay. And I don't care if you're my family. I don't care if you're my friend. I don't care to be affiliated with you if you think that way. I can go back and forth on some views, but this is not it. This is not one I'm like, hey, you know what? We just don't agree. These are human values that are not... I just don't think it's okay for them to be contradicting. Either you are a good person and you care about everyone, regardless of their color or wherever they come from, or you do not. It's not like, oh, you can't hide behind, oh, well, we just don't like illegal immigration. Because this is not what we're talking about. We are talking about babies being born in America, being told, hey, go up wherever you want to go, but you can't stay here. So screw that, and screw you if you agree with it. Where do those babies even go? What country are they from? The country that their parents are from? That doesn't make any freaking sense. So please, I don't usually do this, But we still have time. Most of us still have time to vote in midterm election. Obviously, I don't think you can sign up to register to vote anymore. I'm not really sure. I wish I was 100% sure on that. But if you aren't registered and you can't register, do it next time. Because we're not playing little girly, like little kid games anymore. And I almost said little girly games. I'm like, man, that's really sexist. And I hate myself now. But I wasn't, I'm sorry. I'm just hated and I did not mean to say it. That was one of those times where it was a mistake, a genuine mistake. Not like the mistakes Donald Trump does. Those are calculated and stupid. But I apologized about it immediately. And I did not say, oh, you know what? There's people on both sides that think the other way. No, that was sexist, what I was about to say, and I apologize. Please vote. Please vote. Please vote. Get these idiots out of office, because I am so... I don't like the way my country is headed, and I am very proud to be an American. But I don't know. I'm hopeful. But if it doesn't go my way, I'm going to be so sad. Because, not because I'm a spoiled little brat, because I know it's going to get worse. Because if we don't see hope in the midterm elections, that leads me to believe that he's going to win in 2020. Because I think that means his base is hunkered down and they're motivated to vote. Because they're like, we finally got a legitimate racist in the White House. Wow. Out of all this time, and if he's not racist... And I think that's a very big if. And I understand that he likes minorities that work for him, and he's got Kanye being a little stupid idiot for him. You know what? Sorry for a second. Let me go back to Kanye, because if Kanye had a legitimate view, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But he's only talking about prison reform, and I'm sure he gets that from his wife, because she had a very similar discussion with Donald Trump not too long ago. So I think Kanye just wants attention. And he's going to have to prove to me that that's not what he wants. And if he does, if he just genuinely believes what Donald Trump is selling, you know what? Good for Kanye. Vote for the idiot, you stupid idiot. But yeah, if I can give you one advice, and I usually tell you to kiss your grandma, kiss your blah, blah, blah. Not that those people don't matter. They're beautiful, and you should probably still give them a kiss. But go out there and vote. And obviously vote for the person you want to vote for. I'm not telling you that you have to vote Democrat. I'm telling you, if you're a good person, with the way America is going right now, under this regime, and I use that word the way it's supposed to be, because I am talking about borderline dictator, blind allegiance to Donald Trump going on here. And you guys need to wake up. Because what are you going to tell your grandchildren? Because they're going to see this is going to be in the history books. This is history. Yes, people are not dying at the rate that they were in the Holocaust. I agree with that. But this is going to be in the history books. And you are on the right side or you are on the wrong side. And it is clear as day. I'll give you an example. We just had some bombings. Bombings in America. And that guy considered Donald Trump a father figure. His rhetoric incites violence. He thinks his base is violent, so he feeds into that. Just like Fox News feeds into the fact that they think Republicans are cowards. So when you vote in midterm elections, if you're a Republican, keep this in mind. Are you a coward? Are you a racist? And if you're not, to even one of those, vote Democrat. This has been Behind the Dish. This was a pretty good vending exercise for me. I will talk to you guys next time. And I double pinky swear the next time will probably be about sports. I will talk to you guys later.